Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Hey guys, it's Gary here again, and today we're here again with Justin and Erko from Gammon Living. Welcome to the show again.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
We've been talking about property management, video tips and stories, and what to watch out for. So today we're going to be talking about the three best ways to choosing a tenant. So what do you guys think?
So one of the things you can do is do a credit check. So if your tenant fills out an application, and actually stepping back a little bit, through the application form, you want to ensure that your tenant fills it out correctly. So when you're doing verification with their landlord, their employer, and whatnot, when they're writing whatever they're writing on the form, you want to verify that's actually correct. There are times where we've come across where tenants would fill something in, and when you verify it, it's incorrect or it's off by something. That information shouldn't be off, especially if you're applying for a place to rent. Because we get a lot of tenants apply.
Is it sometimes just a little bit off or like just totally off?
At least some, it's a little bit both, right?
A little both, yeah. So sometimes like you can get the company has never even existed.
Oh, okay, so that's way off.
Yeah, that's an extreme. Yeah. Sometimes it's just the dollar amount where they put in the income.
Sometimes they exaggerate,
I think you should know that. You should know how much you make, right? So doing a credit check is really important, and looking at your credit score, right? I mean, you want to have a minimum of 700 on your credit score.
Okay.
I mean, 700 above is good. Anything below that, you start questioning. So I have to ask you a few more questions. And that's fine. Everyone has different situations that they're in. And part of the credit check, you know, you'll identify what kind of debts individuals are in. Like if they have credit card debt, you know, their cell phone, a lease on a vehicle, whatnot. And it'll show that. It'll show if the tenant has been making those payments on time. So we can verify that and take a look at that. And that's all part of the entire credit check process. Right? That's the first step.
The second step is you want to focus on the pay stub.
Pay stub is
basically the payment they get from the employer. So for instance, like if they have a pay stub, you want to make sure you get like 4 months. Usually we do 4 months. It's just to be safe, right? Because in Vancouver, Canada, I think maybe in the States too, the probation period is only 3 months. So if you do anything below the 3 months, then you're not sure whether they're actually staying probation.
Job is stable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if just out of nowhere they got fired the next month, where are they gonna get the income?
And you won't know too.
Yeah, we won't know. And they're already inside there, and then it gets really complicated. The eviction process, everything like that. We just don't want to get into that position for our client, definitely.
So a third tip would be to ensure that if you have a tenant who might be coming from overseas, whether it's the US or Asia or Europe or whatnot, and they're coming here for a job, you want to make sure they have a work visa. And what's really important is that the work visa is valid as well, how long it is as well.
Okay.
So you can verify that, you can ask for that, and you should be able to take a look and see if they actually have a valid work visa or not. Circumstances, you may have students, international students, right?
So you
want to make sure they have
student visa as well.
Yeah. And you want to verify that. So. That's another, kind of.
Yeah, just to add to that point is, you want to make sure that they got an acceptance letter too. So a work acceptance letter, site acceptance letter. So some people, they just come here on a work visa, but doesn't mean they already have.
Yeah, they don't have a job or anything.
To find a job in Vancouver, it takes a while. Let's be honest here, it takes a while. So if they don't have anything supporting them, you know, it's very dangerous, right? That's what come to the next point is we double check the bank statement. The one-page bank summary, which you can get it online, it's super easy.
Yeah.
I just take a screenshot. The one-page bank summary, also we use that to see how much money they are transferring from their overseas account to here. How much already in their bank account, right? And also, we also do that for self-employed people. Self-employed people, they don't have pay stub. Credit score, their credit score might not be the best because they need to leverage a lot of their payment. So we do bank summary, you can really see how much cash they have.
You
want to make sure they have, usually we make sure 6 to 4 months, so that, you know, just in case if, you know, something emergency happens at least they need to go back to their own country and stuff, they have that as a backup.
Hey guys, so to recap, we were talking about the three best ways to choose a tenant, but you've given us four. Recap that for those who are watching.
Number one is a credit check and reference check. Number two is the pay stub. Number three is you got to make sure that you have the work visa or study visa or work employment or study employment letter. Number four bonus is the one page bank summary. And there's still many more. We can go on this for a long, long time. Yeah, but
So we just gave you four of the best ways to choosing a tenant. There is more to it. There's like a lot of ways, but we'd be talking for hours. And also, just because you know the ways, it's how you execute these strategies as well. And obviously, we don't have time in this particular video to go into detail about that, but their contact information, Camden Living, is in the description below. So if you have any specific questions, reach out to them and they can help you. And for sure, stay tuned because we got a lot more property management advice and tips for you. Thank you for watching my video. Tell me what you liked about it. Comment below. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe and turn on the notification bell so you'll be notified of future videos. And if you want to learn more about real estate, click the videos over here.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.